two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now. It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah County led the state in a huge population growth over the last 10 years.
And it was mainly from people moving in. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the numbers. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, new homes and new neighborhoods popping up constantly, especially around Vineyard, Alpine, Traverse Mountain, Northern Lehigh, those kinds of areas. Smart Asset says Utah County is ninth in the nation for new building permits and second in the state for GDP growth. And the University of Utah has a new study saying that Utah County's population grew by 26% from 2010 to 2019, adding more than 130,000 people. And experts say that trend will continue as outsiders look for jobs and cheaper housing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah State Legislature's Tax Reform Committee has approved a new bill after a long public hearing at the Capitol.
The latest tax reform bill will most likely be voted on during a special session this week. It has gained support from a wide variety of groups, but there are still concerns, like how lower-income Utahns will pay for increased sales taxes on food and services. And Provost Senator Kurt Bramble's worried about how folks on Social Security will be taxed.
It's the folks on Social Security that are being taxed on that Social Security that have asked for a tax break. This bill does not necessarily provide that.
If passed, an average family would see a $300 income tax reduction. The child tax credit would increase to $2,500 a kid, and the food tax credit would be available to more people to offset those increases. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Utah has the best economic outlook in the nation, according to an annual report from a national nonprofit group. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, that report comes from the American Legislative Exchange Council and their yearly economic outlook rankings for every state. In fact, Utah has held the top spot going back every year to 2012. The rankings are based on 15 state policy variables, and some of the things they loved about the Beehive State were the flat rate income tax of 5% and no estate tax. The report says states that tax less, particularly on productive activities such as working or investing, experience higher growth rates. Actually, the entire region ended up faring pretty well. Idaho came in second, and Nevada was also in the top five. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead after a semi-truck crashed in Weber Canyon.
Semi that was eastbound, mile marker 96 on 84, and went off the road, crashed, and burst into flames.
Highway Patrol Lieutenant Justin Cheney says the driver died at the scene. Firefighters ran into problems when the water they were using started freezing on the road.
KSL Weather now with Grant Wayman. Another nice day on tap for the Wasatch Front with partly cloudy skies.
The temperatures the past couple of days really haven't been all that bad. We've been around 40, which is near the average high for this time of year. So again, we'll call it seasonal, and that's where we're going to top out again for the next several days. We're near 40 today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Now, there's a slight chance of showers for tomorrow.
Grant says there's a much better chance of showers for Friday and Saturday. Temperatures on Friday should mean those showers will be rain in the valley, snow in the mountains. Saturday, it looks like the snow drops into the valleys.
We're hearing from a former Marine who was hurt trying to stop a theft. Maury police say a father and son were selling an old cell phone in a parking lot Friday night when the prospective buyer snatched it.
Art didn't want KSL to use his last name. He says he tried to stop the theft and got hit by the getaway car. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser has more in this in-depth report.
I heard the engine accelerating, and I turned around and looked, and it was right there. It hit me.
An unbelievable moment caught on camera.
The driver of the car was not going to stop for anything.
Art says he was parked near the 7-Eleven when he saw something out of the ordinary.
And I was getting ready to take another sip of coffee, and all of a sudden I heard thanks and yelling, and somebody's car starting to drive off.
Police say it was a man who had just snatched a phone he said he wanted to buy from a father and son.
And I thought maybe there might be some life in risk, and so I took action, jumped out of my vehicle.
Art ran to grab the suspect, who was able to jump into the car that hit him.
I questioned whether it was a good idea at the time.
A broken nose, separated shoulder, road rash, bumps, and bruises. Art says his message for others is to have
better judgment. Just don't jump in something head first. I don't recommend this for everybody.
Any regrets?
No.
You okay, dude?
I'd do it again if it came down to it.
And good news, late yesterday we learned that there has been an arrest in that case.
Well, at the end of the day, it was just a cell phone. I don't know if you need a broken nose and a separated shoulder for that.